Vanishing Act by Thomas Perry. Narrated by Joyce Bean. Copyright 1995 by Thomas Perry. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Random House Incorporated and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Jack Killigan used the reflections in the dark windows to watch the woman walk quickly up the long concourse, look at her high heels so she could take a few extra steps while the escalator was carrying her down, and then hurry around the curve so she could step onto the conveyor. She didn't even know he was shadowing her. They always looked behind them every few seconds, but they never looked in front. Didn't really look. Here she was, getting off an airplane, so how could anybody not know where she was heading now? He could have just strolled straight to the baggage claim area and waited for her there, but this one was worth serious money, so he had decided not to be lazy about it. He was 100 feet ahead of her on the moving walkway, so he felt confident enough to look back. She looked like a French model, or maybe Italian. Chestnut hair, tall and slender, with legs that seemed longer than they really were because the leather skirt was shorter than it should have been. A lot of times they were like this. They didn't have any idea of how to be inconspicuous. He only did rich women. Their husbands, or whatever they called themselves, were the only ones who had Killigan's fee. The average guy who had this kind of problem would try to take care of it himself, but not just because of the number of dollars. He would do it because he couldn't conceive of hiring somebody else to bring his woman back for him. He wouldn't want anybody to know about it. But these rich guys were brought up with it.